Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, John, VK2JV, and in engineering is Stuart, VK2BMX. Well, the weather here is it's raining and temperature of around 17 degrees Celsius. Rainfall at the site over the last week was about 8 millimetres. Our transmitter status, well, everything's all okay. And on the ARNSW RadNet, VK2RAG is currently offline. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and the contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au. or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123. Tonight, we welcome listeners on the Echolink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network team for making this relay available. A weekly solar and geophysical report with data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summary of activity from the 5th to the 11th of June. The dates across the columns are just that, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th and the 11th. For that period, the 10 centimetre flux was 141, 138, 134, 131, 130, 124, and 127. The Fredericksburg A index was 24, 19, 8, 9, 10, 7, and 16. The Australian A index was 21, 11, 5, 7, 6, 3 and 9 estimated. The T index was 77, 93, 93, 83, 68, 78 and 83. Solar flare activity reached R1 level on the 6th of May with an M1.8 flare at 1402 UTC. Solar flare activity remained below warning threshold on other days. Geomagnetic conditions in the Australian region reached G1 on the 5th and after that were quiet to unsettled, with activity below geomagnetic warning levels. A weak geomagnetic impulse of 20 nanotesla was observed at 0506 UTC on the 5th and a weak geomagnetic impulse of 10 nanotesla was observed at 1135 UTC on the 8th. Isn't that interesting? Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in the southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. Frequencies were enhanced by 15% during local nights and on the 5th and the 6th, and by 20% during local night on the 7th. Frequencies were enhanced by 15% during local daylight hours on the 8th. The forecast issued on the 12th of June through until the 18th. Solar activity is expected to be low to moderate with a chance of R1 flares. Geomagnetic activity is expected to reach G2 on the 13th due to a possible CME impact. There is a chance of G1 on the 14th, and then quiet to unsettled conditions are expected later in the week. Maximum usable frequencies in the southern Australian region are expected to be depressed up to 15% in association with increased geomagnetic activity. Otherwise, frequencies should remain near predicted monthly values. Hope you are all taking notes there. All right. Oh, we've got now the solar flux index update. Here are the updated solar flux index figures for this week. Having finished May, we had a minimum of 101, average of 126, and a maximum of 159, with peak dates from the 1st to the 5th and the 23rd to the 31st. So far for June, we're expecting a minimum of 120, average of 131, and a maximum of 148, with peak dates from the 1st to the 7th and the 23rd to the 26th. And looking ahead to July, we're expecting a minimum of 118, average of 127, and a maximum of 134, with peak dates from the 7th to the 10th and the 21st to the 30th. That update was with thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Right, Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
The art of amateur radio is many things to many people. For me, it's a technological challenge, a learning, a way to broaden my experience, a way to be technically active away from my consultancy. The place that amateur radio takes in your life might be the same, or it might be completely different, as varied as the people I've encountered since I became an amateur. People from all walks of life with different experiences and vastly different stories. Truth be told, in the decade that I've been an amateur, I've spoken to and met people from more diverse backgrounds than in the 40 years before that. I make that statement as a person who migrated across the globe twice, travelled through a dozen or so countries, stood on stage in front of thousands of people, taught countless classes, and as a radio broadcaster interviewed people from all over the planet. From paraplegic to quadriplegics, from people with terminal diseases to people struggling with their identity, from astronomers to astrologers, from train drivers to truck drivers, from mariners to motorcyclists, from working to retired, from healthy to hospitalised, from local to remote, from energetic to sedentary, from happy to sad, from connected to isolated, and everything in between. As a host of a weekly net for new and returning amateurs, I've begun to notice that some people are falling away, either sitting on the side because they feel they have nothing to contribute, or stopping communication altogether. It occurred to me that for some people, amateur radio is the only way that they connect to the world around them. It's the only way for them to meet people who are different, who walk a different path, who tell a different story. It's also sometimes the only thing that makes them get out of bed. In a world where we're all busy dealing with the realities of daily life, trying hard to figure out what our place is in that experience and trying hard not to lose your identity, while you're attempting this, it's easy to overlook the amateur you didn't hear from for a week or a month. I know that for several of my new friends, amateur radio kept them alive for longer and made them smile more often and made their life a little easier, even if several of them have become a silent key since I counted them as my friend. When one of the main activities of our hobby is communication, it seems appropriate to take a moment to consider what that looks like from the other person's perspective. What might it be like to be acknowledged, to be validated as a human, to see them and their life, to speak with them, even if only briefly, and to take a moment out of our own busy existence and answer that CQ, or respond to a question, or smile with a fellow amateur? There is another aspect to this, one which I've not actually seen in the amateur community. Perhaps I've been too busy to notice, but it appears that the venerable telephone circle, the idea that one person calls the next person on the list, who then calls the next and so on, if the last person doesn't get a call within a set time, they call the list backwards and discover who is not answering their phone. It's an effective way for people to regularly talk to each other, and it's an excellent way to make sure that everyone is okay. In our own community of amateurs, we can do the very same thing. Hosting a net is one way, having a daily commuter chat is another. But when you do this, take a moment to consider who didn't check in and see what they're up to. It's fascinating to me that we're a hobby that's primarily made of old men, yet we haven't actually embraced our own aging process as part of the experience. Sure, there is a need to encourage new people into the hobby, but that's not the entire story. We should be so lucky as to speak with our friends on a regular basis, to check in with each other, and to make sure that we're all getting our daily dose of RF. So ask yourself how the community around you is doing and how you might take a moment to check in with those not so near, but just as dear to you. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com, and you can contact Ono by email too. CQ@vk6flab.com. Weissen News. Last Sunday, the 7th of June, was the Weissen Monthly Skills and Maintenance Activity. Six people took part in the day's activities, with John, Steve, Ian and Craig assembling and erecting a Bushcom HF antenna on a 6-metre mast, while Andrew and Paul carried out maintenance on the yellow repeater trailer, including cleaning, rust treatment and repainting. The July monthly skills and maintenance meeting will involve the setup and operations of the two communications trailers. Also, last weekend, Weissen provided communication support for the Dementia Australia Memory Walk and Jog events in southeast Queensland. The Saturday event was at Redcliffe with support from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. On Sunday, the event moved to Pratton Park on the Gold Coast, where Compton Allen represented Weissen, New South Wales. Weissen thanks all those who assisted in supporting these community events. The Shazada 400 Endurance Ride is at St Albans from Monday the 24th to Friday the 28th of August. Central Coast Weissen will be providing safety communications for this event. If you're interested in helping out, even just for a day, please contact Glenn via the Weissen Operations email. This year's Hawkesbury Canoe Classic is on the weekend of the 24th and 25th of October. Weissen members interested in supporting the event may wish to note the dates in their diaries. If you're interested in this or any other Weissen activity, contact operations via email to weissen.ops, that's O-P-S, at vrarescue.org. Don't forget to include the event you're interested in. Weissen New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. There is a Winlink net tomorrow night from 8 p.m. Check the Weissen website for details. Weissen New South Wales is a communication support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Weissen, visit the website at nsw.weissen.org.au. Right, club news. We start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And a reminder that the club's June Friday night get-together is at 7pm this coming Friday in the Port Macquarie SES building. Last weekend, the club celebrated its 50th annual field day at the Wauchope Showground Hall. Fine weather and strong attendance helped make the event a success, with many visitors travelling considerable distances to take part. The weekend featured all the traditional field day activities, including traders, disposals, fox hunts, technical displays, and the ever-popular field day dinner. Gerard, VK2IO, was named Fox Hunt Champion, with Riley, VK2KZV, runner-up. Andy, VK2UE, won the homebrew contest for his innovative 2-metre fox hunt transmitter. Congratulations to the organisers and volunteers, and thanks to all those who helped make the club's 50th field day such a memorable occasion. Candidates for foundation licence weekends and for assessments for all grades of licence can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30pm on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9am Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. Echolink access is also available on VK2RPM-R. During nets, the repeater is linked to VK2RCN at Telegraph Point via Echolink. VK2RCN is on 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The May issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And that was from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10:30am. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. At the time of submission, VK2RAG Summersby is only running a limited number of services. Current repeater status can be seen on the repeaters link on the club website. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8pm on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater. That's on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone, and via Echolink on the HAM conference. It is also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including the things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone on 02 4340 2500, which normally goes to message bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73 from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer, Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Coming up on Saturday the 4th of July is the BMARC Annual General Meeting. Nominations will be called for both executive and non-executive committee positions. Voting is open to financial members of the club, and a barbecue will follow the completion of proceedings. Members interested in nominating for a role or attending the AGM are encouraged to contact the club secretary. Jan, VK2FEB, is continuing to facilitate the standard and advanced license upgrade classes. Classes run on Wednesday nights from 7pm until 9pm via Zoom. Existing licence holders who wish to upgrade are encouraged to contact the club secretary, Irene, via email to secretary@bmarc.org. The BMARC clubhouse is open on the first and third Saturday of each month. Members and guests are welcome to drop in to work on projects, use the club facilities, or simply say hello. The clubhouse is at 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, adjacent to the Great Western Highway, and about an 11-minute walk from Glenbrook Railway Station. For more information about the club or any upcoming BMARC events, contact the club secretary, Irene, at secretary@bmarc.org. You can also find out more on the club website at www.bmarc.org. 73 from James, VK2GOH, Publicity Officer for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Manly Warringah Radio Society. And now with news from the Manly Warringah Radio Society, here's Richard, VK2SKY.
Wednesday is lecture night at the Manly Warringah Radio Society, when Richard VK2ARH will talk about the new projects for the club's 2026 Build-A-Thon program, which starts in July. The main project this year will be an implementation of John Dawson's Hamfist, a multi-channel Morse decoder based on the Raspberry Pi Pico. There will also be details and a demo of upgrades to one of last year's club projects, the Network Time Protocol Clock. New features of the clock include atmospheric and solar weather, multiple time zones, remote operation, and more. The latest edition of Amateur Radio Magazine contains no less than 13 pages from Carmel VK2NO in her article about helical traveling wave VHF antennas. Very impressive work, Carmel. You can see Carmel's recent lecture about this topic on the club's YouTube channel, VK2MB-TV. Links are in the text edition of this news, or just search YouTube for VK2MB. There are plenty more videos of interest on the channel, and they're all free for use at your next club meeting. The Manly Warringah Radio Society meets every Wednesday evening at the First Terry Hills Guides Hall, Beltana Avenue, Terry Hills. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, and visitors are always welcome. If you need directions, call in on the club's 2-meter repeater on 146.875, or check the club website for details. The website address is mwrs.org.au. The club is also on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Just search for the club call sign, Victor Kilo to Mike Bravo. I'm Richard VK2SKY, the publicity officer for the Manly Warringah Radio Society.
All right, thanks, Richard. Now we've got St. George Amateur Radio Society. The Society's next foundation training and assessment weekend at Heathcote is scheduled for the end of the month on the weekend of the 27th and 28th of June. Bookings close this Friday, the 19th of June, so if you know someone interested in becoming a radio amateur or upgrading their current license, further information is available on the Society's website. For more information about the St. George Amateur Radio Society's contests, repeaters, and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org. That was advised by Peter, VK2EMU, for the St. George Amateur Radio Society. Okay, and now we have the activities on the air.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership, and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kilohertz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kilohertz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kilohertz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, that's 147.1 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz tone, and on EchoLink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2 AWX News is at 7:30 PM on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR Net is at 7:30 PM on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. At 8 PM, there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 2-metre SSB net on 144.15 MHz upper sideband, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society net on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VK DMR net starts at 7:30 PM on Talk Group 505. From 8 PM, Blue Mountains ARC net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz and the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80-metre net at 8:30 PM on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 AM on 7115 kHz. There's 2-metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 PM, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 PM, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6-metre net on VK2RMP 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 PM on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a -7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 PM on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 PM, there's the St George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10-metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RHE on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 AM on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 AM on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 PM, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70-centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6 AM on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 AM on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 PM on Southeast Network, VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 AM, usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 AM on VK2RPM, Wison New South Wales nets, 6 PM on Chatswood 2-metre or Currajong 70-centimetre repeater, 6:30 PM on DMR, and 6:45 PM on P25. On HF, check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity. Email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02-944-0123.
Right. Our next news bulletin will be at 10 a.m., next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. That's all from VK2WIA News for this week. Your announcer has been John, VK2JV, and your engineer has been Stuart, VK2BMX. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provide the broadcast to you on VK2RDX at Mount Bindo. Callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC Newcastle, operators are standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I will start with 20 metres, then 80 metres, 40 metres, 30 metres, and then finally 160 metres. In engineering, Stuart will take callbacks on 10 metres and the VHF and UHF frequencies, and he will advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe, and thank you for listening.